The Keith Henson Octet, opening up our Jazz Northwest today with a tune called Bee's Bossa, which was written by Keith Henson. He was also the tenor saxophone soloist there, and Jeff Kay was on flugelhorn. Bee's Bossa, the Keith Henson Octet, from the album Perkin. The Octet is going to be playing again at the B Sharp Coffee House, as it does. The Keith Henson Octet is playing at the B Sharp Coffee House on the first and third Thursday of each month, and they will next be there on April 20th. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news, and live music around the region as well. Coming up next, some music by Alex Dugdale and his Fade Quintet. We recorded them in performance at Tula's. We'll hear Alex on alto along with Owen Boxwell on guitar, John Hansen at the piano, Ben Feldman is the bass player, and Max Holmberg on drums. And this is a tune by Alex Dugdale called The Dugout.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're the Fate Quintet. Max Holmberg on the drums. Ben Feldman on the bass. Yeah, Owen Boxwell on the guitar. John Hansen on the piano. My name is Alex Dugdale. This night was entirely my fault, so, you know, there you are. And have a wonderful night. You all are great. We hope to see you again soon. Benny, this was... We'll be right back.
That's the title tune from an album by McTuff, the organ group led by Joe Doria at the Hammond B3 with Andy Coe on guitar and Tariq Abouzeid on drums. And that was the title tune from the album The Root, McTuff, Volume 3. Before that, we were listening to Alex Dugdale playing at Tula's with his Fade Quintet, Alex on alto sax with Owen Boxwell on guitar, John Hansen piano, Ben Feldman bass, and Max Holmberg on drums. And we heard them doing an original by Alex Dugdale, kicking off the baseball season, a tune called The Dugout. Alex Dugdale. You can hear him playing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra coming up in concert next weekend. And he also shows up from time to time with his Fade Quintet playing at Tula's. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from KNKX, connecting you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Let's take a look at some live music coming up. This evening, Rick Mandyke's trio is playing at Tula's at 7:30. There's a Shoro music jam going on this afternoon at the Couth Buzzard, and a music improv session with Kenny Mandel tonight, starting at 7 there. Monday night, Preservation Hall Jazz Band is going to be in town. They're going to be playing at the Neptune Theater. Tuesday night, Lineup is going to be back at Tula's with Mark Taylor and Don Clement and friends. John Hansen Quartet featuring Kelly Johnson's vocals will be performing at the Unity Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night. And there's the regular sessions with Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks at the Barca Lounge on Capitol Hill on Thursday at 9. Earl Clue is going to be opening at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. He'll play through Sunday. Great guitarist. Fred Hoadley's Sonando plays at Tula's on Thursday night. At the Latona on Friday night, it's always time for Happy Hour with Phil Sparks starting at 5 o'clock. Great way to end the work week and ease into your weekend with Phil Sparks and friends at the Latona. Cream Candy Band will be playing at Tula's on Friday night. Mark Lewis's Cool Jazz Trio plays at Casa Mexico in Keyport on Friday night. And as we mentioned, next concert with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is a celebration of Louis Armstrong and New Orleans State of Mind. Saturday night at Benaroya Hall and Sunday afternoon at the Kirkland Performance Center, those performances are sold out. But there is another performance on Monday night, April 24th, at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. If you'd like more information about other good places to go for live jazz around the area, check out the KNKX calendar, as well as the very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Next, we're going to be listening to a tune from Susan Pascal's quartet. Susan's group is playing at Tula's next Saturday night. That'll be with Mark Seals on piano, Dave Peterson guitar, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. Great lineup of musicians. This is something we recorded with Susan playing with a quartet several years ago. This was an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum with Susan on vibes, Bill Anschel as the pianist, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. The tune written by John Clayton for Milt Jackson, who is often called the Reverend or the Rev. This piece is called Reverence. Susan Pascal's quartet. alto saxophonist Mark Lewis from his New York session, which features an all-star rhythm section backing him up in this release. George Cables was on piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Victor Lewis at the drums. And one of 11 original compositions by Mark, that one titled Boberto's Magical World. From the New York session, Mark Lewis on alto sax. Mark's a resident of Bremerton, I believe, and plays often on the west side of the Sound, including every Friday night. He'll be there again this coming Friday night playing with his cool jazz trio at the Casa Mexico in Keyport. Before that, we were listening to Susan Pascal Quartet playing at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series a few years ago. Susan on vibes with Bill Anschel on piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. We heard them doing John Clayton's tune written for Milt Jackson titled Reverence. Susan Pascal is going to be leading a quintet at Tula's next Saturday night. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Next, we're going to be listening to music from a forthcoming album, which is going to be issued next weekend for Record Store Day on Saturday, the 23rd. This is from a broadcast recording that was made in April of 1966, live at the Penthouse Jazz Club in Seattle on Pioneer Square, down at the corner of First and Cherry. We had a broadcast line in there at that time, and we're doing regular weekly live broadcasts from the club. On this particular occasion, in April of 1966, it was Wynton Kelly Trio featured, and Wes Montgomery was a guest soloist. We're going to listen to one by the Wynton Kelly Trio to lead off this next set. This is a tune by Blue Mitchell, and I couldn't place the title of it for a while, but I finally figured out what it was. It's a tune called Sir John. Wynton Kelly at the piano, with Ron McClure on bass, and the great Jimmy Cobb on drums, from the Penthouse in 1966.
the sweetest sounds I've ever heard are still inside my head. The kindest words I've ever known are waiting to be said. The most enchanting sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me. The sweetest sounds I've ever heard are still inside my head. The kindest words I've ever known are waiting. The most enchanting sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me.
Thank you.
Former Seattle resident Ben Roseth on alto sax, heard here with his quartet, including Alex Brown on piano, Haggai Cohen Milo on bass, Ferenc Nemeth on drums, and that was Vibe City, composed by Ben Roseth. Ben was a graduate of Garfield High School, played in the jazz band. He also went to New England Conservatory, where he studied jazz performance and international affairs at Tufts University. Ben Roseth, from his album Isaro. Before that, Kelly Johnson was the singer, who was heard with John Hansen on piano, Nathan Peck on bass, John Weekend on drums. The song, The Sweetest Sounds. Kelly Johnson sings for the Unity Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night at 7 with John Hansen Quartet. That's it for Jazz Northwest today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. If you'd like to get in touch, you can write to me, jim@hatchcover.co. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.